Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
It's another week of Your Two Dads.
And I'm a dad.
And I'm a dad.
And we're two dads. But we're not my two dads.
We are so good at giving you information that you already had and saying it again over and over again.
Yeah. All right. Click on the play.
Thank you again. It's like, you know, whatever your dad did or didn't do, we're here every week.
Yeah, we're here.
One of us is here every
to
week.
Fill the void.
Fill the void.
Fill the void.
Sean, how was your week?
Dude, my week
is Noel. Oh, you mentioned how's Nolan doing, by the way? Is he all right?
Yeah, we went to New York 3 weeks ago and his sleep schedule has just been fucked, and I don't know if he's just had jet lag and never got over it.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's afraid of Monsters, Inc., because, like, he seems scared whenever we put him down to bed. So what I've been doing and Aaron's been doing is we're, like, laying down in his room while he goes to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and then we get up when he...
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird to do that.
I remember stuff like that. Have you tried showing him scarier and scarier horror movies to show him that he's stupid for being scared of Monsters, Inc.?
No. Well, actually, I mean, kind of. One of his favorite movies is Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's fucking terrifying.
And so much scarier than Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
And he fucking loves it.
Wow.
Well, the moment the T-Rex, like...
eats Newman.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, he gets so fucking hard when the T-Rex comes in. And, like, is, like, scaring the kids and then eating the lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, yeah!
Weird.
Yeah! But Monsters, Inc., he's like, oh, boy.
That's so strange.
It is strange.
So you were in New York when you were doing the New Year's thing.
Yeah, the New Year's thing.
Have you thought maybe he just can't talk yet as in full sentences, right?
Or mm-hmm.
So maybe he fell for Carson Daly and he's missed him ever since.
That's possible. Mm-hmm. That's possible. But... yeah, no, I mean, everything's been going well.
No sleep sucks.
No sleep does suck, and it also sucks because...
is he also waking up in the middle?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Ugh.
And then, like, or 5 a.m, and then, like, he, like, will come into our room, and then, like, he'll, like, climb in bed, and then he just, like, kicks us.
Oh, I know, they're the worst at that.
They're, like... yeah,
I'm like, nah.
Yeah, my son sleeps like Homer Simpson running on his side, like, woo, woo, woo. It's just all spinning around and kicking me. And I started a new job this week, and, like, it is...
bad combination?
It's a bad combination of, like, getting kicked awake at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then having to, like, go to work at 8.
I don't know if anybody's ever thought of this, but have you thought of getting a life-size cutout of you smiling and waving and putting it next to his bed?
That would be just too... that's too much emotion for me. Smiling and waving?
You can't... Oh, it could be Photoshopped.
Yeah, okay, all right. How are you dadding?
Well, that's...
how you dadding?
It's funny that we're talking about sleep stuff, because we had a guest last week... an adult guest, and she slept in the girl's room when the girls weren't there.
Oh, you're not talking about on this podcast.
No,
you're
talking about in our house.
Okay.
And we blew up the air mattress. It's a queen size air mattress, and put it on their floor, and she slept there for the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we know that our girls like the air mattress, so we left it for a day to, like, let them sleep in it because they have two separate bunk beds. And then they slept in it. They begged to sleep in it, right? But it takes up their whole room, so now there's, like, nowhere to play.
Yeah.
And it's been a week, and they just are, like, too devastated. We don't want to deal with fighting them about it. They just love sleeping on an air mat. I spent fucking a week and a half building these IKEA beds and, you know, doing the whole thing, and they would prefer sleeping on an air mattress to their beds, like, every night.
I can see that. An air mattress is fun.
It is fun.
The idea that you're getting to sleep on, like, a bed-sized balloon, that fucking
rocks.
That's
true. It's like a rogue bed. It's
like,
yeah. Anything different when you're a kid is fun. But then they say structure is the most important thing. So who fucking knows?
Here's the thing. Like, did you have structure growing up?
I don't know. Yes, I guess. Yeah, but we moved a lot.
Yeah, which I think is the opposite of structure.
We did, except for the constant moving.
I don't think I had structure because my parents had no control over me. And nor did they want it.
So you just bucked authority.
Yeah, and then you have to be broken, you know, like a wild horse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got tamed, and yeah. Everything's been okay.
Yeah, you're really good at following rules now, right?
Oh, so good. A cop said, don't spit on the sidewalk, and I said, I'm sorry, officer.
You're such a badass.
Yeah.
Well, we have an amazing guest today that you procured for us. Thank you so much. This is very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we've had so many people on this podcast, but none I've been a fan of. This week, we are going to be sitting down with The Bachelor's own Corinne Olympios, my all-time favorite reality TV star. Is she a dad? No. Does she have kids? No. But she worked with her dad, and that's close enough.
Close enough. And I'm excited because I never watch reality shows.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get to meet a reality star like she's a regular person.
Yep.
So we'll see with how that goes.
Yeah. Your two dads, we'll be right back. And we're back.
And we're back with Corinne. Hi, Corinne.
Hi.
Okay, so here's the deal. Mm-hmm. On this podcast, we usually talk to dads or moms.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had some non-dad or moms, mm-hmm. but they were all teachers.
Right.
Okay, but I'm a dog mom.
You're a dog mom, and you worked with your dad.
And I worked with my dad.
No one's ever done that on this podcast before. I mean, I have, but I got fired in an afternoon.
Oh, he tried to fire me, but then I would show up the next day.
Well, the other...
Oh, you did?
Oh, it happened many a times.
The other good thing is this podcast is also about industrial-grade epoxies, so you
How did you know? How did you know about my epoxies?
I'm not even
going to
yes end it. I don't know what it is. What
How'd
is
you
it?
Guys know about the epoxy?
What's that?
Huh? It's an industrial sealant or adhesive.
Yeah, so what we do over at Armor Garage, we do industrial-grade epoxy.
Oh, wait.
It's epoxy. I don't work there, but I'll say it for you.
Wait, this is real? That's really what you did?
Yeah,
Sean. It's called preparing for a podcast.
I was like, anyways, so yes, I sold epoxy floorings. We are the main providers for the Army and the Navy and military.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do all of that stuff. We do.
So they thank you for your support.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. We keep their grounds grounded.
Is that your slogan?
No. It should be.
Oh, it should be. That's good.
Yeah.
Calling my dad in the morning.
I mean, I'm still just confused. I have no idea what.
Wow, this is so great
and
that this is about
dad. And it's based in New
dad.
Jersey, yeah. right? It's based in New Jersey?
Well, actually.
Your slogan should be, what else are you going to march on?
Are they doing boots? Are you
no? They
no,
do.
No,
they do floors.
No. No, we just do floors.
Floors.
They do.
But we also do deck coatings, roof coatings, mm-hmm. Like bathrooms.
You don't have to tell me. You got to tell Sean.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Sean,
I know nothing. Yeah, I know that. I know the place I live has a floor. If you ask me what it's made of, I have no idea.
Okay.
It's a very important thing to know about your home.
What's mm-hmm. a good floor? This is now a floor podcast. I'm now interested in flooring. Julia did research.
I'm going to use my comedy radar to say that this is not something worth going down.
Okay. I was going off.
Yeah, we're just done.
What's
your
dad like?
You worked with your dad.
Yeah. What is your dad like?
Okay, so everybody loves my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is a very interesting human being, but working for him was the hardest time I've ever experienced in my life.
Did you have to interview?
I did not have to interview.
Nepotism.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I was living in LA for my first round of trying out LA,
mm-hmm.
and I had a nervous breakdown, and I called my dad. I was like, Dad, I have to come work for you. I have to come home. I'm freaking out. I can't do this. This whole like struggling actor thing is just not working for me. I'm leaving. So he was like, okay. So he said, in 2 weeks, Mom will come out, help you move home. So in the meantime, you have to read the entire website.
Did he quiz you?
Oh, did he quiz me? So there were quizzes and there were this and there were that. And it turns out that epoxy is very hard to learn about because it's literally science. And so, like, it literally is science. Like, you have to know, like, the abrasion ratings of the floor and, like, you know, mixing portions and, you know, toxicness. I don't even know if that's a word.
Toxicity.
You know, things like that. And so I didn't know any of that. And I actually, but I picked it up super quick.
That's good.
Oh my God, the fights that we have had. I have been, I was fired.
About epoxy?
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was bad. But I was fired plenty of times, but I would just like not, like my like thing was like, okay, look, I actually need to like work here right now. So like, I'm just going to show up tomorrow like and be really good all day and just like kill it. And I did, and I never, ever really got fired.
Yeah, that's firing exactly. Never
I just got, like, half days when I did get fired, which was great. And then I just would, like, re-prepare for the next day.
That is good.
That's good. Yeah. You'd come back the next day with like, fake eyeglasses.
Oh, yeah. I wore them today to the coffee shop where I was typing.
Oh, yeah.
Fake eyeglasses really put me in a good working mood.
That's good.
I'll tell you something.
Like faux glasses?
Faux glasses.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know they had a name.
They do.
They're called attitude glasses. So I have my working ones, which give me a working attitude. And then I just have like my like fun ones when I just feel like being fun. Oh. Like running errands or something.
Oh, okay. So those are like, yeah, like paparazzi glasses.
Yeah. It's or like when fans will be like, oh my God, I didn't know your glasses. And I'm like, I don't.
Oh, Julian wears glasses.
Do you?
I do. Finally, I got them this year.
But they're readers, aren't they?
No. Well, technically, they're for up close. And if I wear them all the time, I get nauseous.
Yeah.
So oh, that's terrible.
Readers. They're readers.
I got LASIK.
I'm afraid of LASIK.
Oh, it was so scary.
I'm afraid of LASIK.
It's so scary. You actually go blind for a full minute.
Yeah.
And then, like, sometimes people just stay blind.
I don't know about all that, but I, like... That, no, I'm sorry, it's 30 seconds. But by 15 seconds, it already feels like a minute. And you're just like, oh my God, like my vision's never coming back. My vision is never coming back. And then it like slowly starts coming back. And it's just like the best feeling in the entire world. And then you realize that you only did one eye and you still have one other whole eye to go. And your life just flashes before your eyes all over again.
It's like you didn't learn anything
from the last.
Yeah.
It was
terrible.
That's
how I felt getting my wisdom teeth out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You struggled with that.
I did too.
Because I went to an old guy.
Because I went to a LASIK guy.
I went to a LASIK guy, and he had no idea what to do. I'm like, just do it. No, I went to an old guy who was like, I don't believe in knocking people out.
What?
So he like just kept injecting me with
I would
Novocaine,
have walked the fuck out.
And
dude.
My mouth was just numb for like a week. But yeah. I was awake the entire time, and it's the worst sounds you'll ever hear.
It's so brutal.
It's bones crunching. And he only did one side, and I was awake. So I was just like, don't do the other side, please.
Yeah.
So, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, it was awful. He might be dead now. I'm supposed to do this side, but it's been 2 years.
Oh, you never did it?
I never did this side because I'm too afraid. I'm going
to
get a young guy.
Yeah. A guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
So you worked for your dad, and... Was he, and you got fired a lot, so I guess there were some arguments. That's great.
There definitely were some arguments, but also my dad is, like, very, very black and white. And, like, I'm not like that. And his weight, like, he has owned several very successful businesses that he's built from literally the ground up. And he has his ways of, like, doing things, but they're just, like, don't make any sense. And it's just so hard and annoying. So I would have to, like, come in and try to, like, change some things, like, the way we, like, logged stuff. Like, he would literally have me log every single thing into like a little like ledger book, and I'm like, Dad, there are sheets on the computer called Excel sheets for this.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, and I did it anyway, and he was like, wow, this is really great. And I was like,
would you clap talk into your boss's face?
A lot.
I wish I had that.
That's how you know this company's in Jersey. Because you don't get fired for that.
Can you tell that I'm from Jersey?
You told us you're from Jersey.
I know, but can you tell?
Oh, I would have known by now.
Yeah, you clap talk, which is like a thing, like even my mom does.
You get mad at rules that make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I get that from my dad.
Yeah.
My dad is a really, really like true Greek, but everyone thinks he's like Italian, like from...
My grandmother's Greek.
Really?
Yeah. I have a question for you. Was your dad relationship very different? Like, when you walked into work the first day as an actual employee, was your relationship, did it feel different? Did he treat you differently? Or was it just you were his daughter?
That's a great question.
Like, because, for example, the first time I went to my grandfather's office, he was a different person when I was there.
See, when I work with my dad, I think I realized when I work with my dad for that afternoon that I only know my work dad.
he's never been your dad.
Yeah, he's never been my, like, loving dad. He is very much always willing to fire me.
Yeah.
Drop of a hat. Because I don't know how to paint.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought I learned how to paint.
Also, your job was juggling hats for quarters on the street.
I thought I knew how to paint. And then when I met my wife, she was like, oh, have you ever painted before? And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, will you paint my off, like our, my company's off, like roof or ceiling? And I was like, totally. And I did such a bad job. She got in trouble for it.
Okay, so was he different on the first, like, is he different with you at work?
Yeah, but then we'll have, like, when I do something really great, like, he will have, like, a dad moment and be like, wow, like, really great job, daughter.
You got the floor all over the bottom. Or whatever. I don't know how to, I don't know how to give praise in flooring.
No, I didn't install the floor.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
You weren't installing?
No. I wasn't a floor painter.
You were just
painter.
Driving the trucks.
No, I just handled all, like, the office things.
Okay. The ledgers.
The ledgers.
Okay.
Yeah, the ledgers. I've never done that. Have you ever book kept?
Have
you ever kept a book?
No. I've never.
Even when you work for your grandfather, he seems like an old school guy who, like.
That was like a bullshit internship.
Oh, there was. I always picture like one of those oil lamps like on a desk. Like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh my God. I've always wanted to try to work like that, like with a little dipping pen the pointy thing.
Yeah, you're just like, because he does advertising and he's just writing it by
feather.
Hand.
It's got a feather.
That's so good.
And I would keep time with a watch in my vest pocket.
Oh, Papa. Good little Julian. Good.
I've been here half past a fortnight or whatever. I don't know any old words for time.
Yeah. But you tried.
I worked for him for a summer because they wanted to punish me for being hungover every morning. So that was it. It was like, you have to get up and leave the house. And, you know, they didn't want me just because I didn't go to school right away. Mm-hmm. So that fall, they were like, you have to do something. So I worked there. But they didn't have anything for me to do. So I just, like, had to tuck my shirt in and go to work all day. But I didn't do anything.
Did you have to wear a suit?
No.
Did you have to work on your birthday?
I don't remember, but I don't care about my birthday, so I wouldn't have cared.
Oh, God.
I had
terrible.
Never worked on
Why
my birthday.
Why was that your first question?
I just remembered this one time that I just didn't go to work on my birthday because I thought I had the day off. Like, why would my dad not give me the day off?
Okay.
And then he came into my room and I was watching Netflix. God. And he was like, why
have
are
you ever
not?
Had another job?
Yes. And I'm good at working. No, I'm really good at working.
I will say.
You're hired. You're hired at your two dads. I'll tell you that.
I will say I have to agree, though, because I. From the time I started working till I think like 2 years ago when I was 32, I never worked on my birthday. I'd always take it off.
Yeah,
really?
Why? I don't get I don't why. Know. See, this
yeah,
is something
to, like,
that
you have to tell
him.
But you have to tell him.
No, but no.
No.
No. Just don't go in. No, you're like, it was my birthday?
Yeah, when I was 18, I worked at Best Buy and I no-called, no-showed on my birthday because it was my fucking birthday. It's my day.
See, yeah. Someone who doesn't celebrate their birthday wouldn't understand that.
Right, I guess. Also, do you still make all the same decisions you made when you were 18?
I mean, no. And I have worked on the last two birthdays, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I love not working on my birthday.
So how was your relationship with your dad? Well, both parents, really, growing up. Was it good? Were you a bad girl, or were you a good...
Okay, so literally, I was, like, the best child ever.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, literally just, like, followed the rules. I was quiet. I was good. And then I was terrible, terrible. Like, when I turned 16 to 19, I was probably the worst human ever.
Yeah.
And then I moved out. So, like, I was just, like, a bad human in general. I wasn't, like, a bad daughter or anything. 16 to 19, I was just a bad daughter.
Okay.
After that, I was just like a really outrageous human. Yeah. I'm really happy to say that I've come a long way, mm-hmm. and I am different now, and my manager can vouch for that.
That's good.
Oh, did you know her when she was in her dark period?
Oh, yes, he did. 20 or 21? Oh, I mean, all those years,
So you were still,
Mark.
Like, coming out of it.
When oh, yeah, I just, I literally thought that rules did not apply to me. Mm-hmm. I was the queen of everything.
Wow.
No, I truly believed that. Like,
it's
like
just
I was
confident
because no, it's not. Growing up, my parents,
like that. You know,
my
I did
parents,
think I was the queen of everything.
I was like, I remember being fascinated by you and being like, why is this guy so confident?
Yeah, it made no sense. I was just so confident. And I really thought that I could just do whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Yep. But like, I was so used to like my parents, like
so would
calling
they enable
to get
you
me
was,
out of stuff.
How did
or,
you
like,
go from being so good to being so bad? Like, were they good at discipline when you were
no
a
they
child?
Were they were so actually
where did you get this entitlement?
I honestly wasn't even like entitlement. I think I was just like angry. Like my mom got really sick, she had cancer, mm-hmm. and like we were going through all of that and they told me she was gonna pass away. She's here, she's fine, thank God. Mm-hmm. But
so it was like,
yeah,
anger.
I was just like mad at the world and mm-hmm. like I was just like ugh. And then and then I moved out here and I tried to do stuff and I worked at Michael Kors and I was really good at my job. Mm-hmm. But then I just had those days where
we
like
were really
I
good at working.
I was good at working. Mm-hmm. And then I had like those days where like I just would go in and just like not work. Mm-hmm. And like my boss would be like, why aren't you working? I'm like, I'm just like not in the mood. I'm like tired and like whatever. And then she like sent me home. And I remember that one day I was just like, wow, like. You really do have to work at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sent home and it was like the craziest thing ever. I was like, oh my God, like you have to work at work.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until that day.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know.
When did you learn that you have to work at work? Because since I've known you, you've never had a job.
I had jobs until I met you, basically. Yeah. No, I had a job when I met you. I was working at the Stress Factory.
Oh, yeah, you were working there.
At the Stress Factory?
Yeah, it's the comedy club in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh. You were working, but it was also like, to me, it was like a comedy job. In my head, like, comedy jobs aren't actually working.
Right.
Did you guys move out here together?
No.
No.
No, Sean came first.
I came
two
first.
Jersey boys living the dream in L.A.
Yeah, we were like bosom buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. Bosom buddies who live separately.
Who live separately and never dressed as women. But, yeah, I don't know. I had a paper route, and then I worked summer I always had a job all through high school, yeah. And then all through college I had a job. And then I got a job at the Stress Factory, and then that was the last job I had.
But that what a cool job because you got to make prank phone calls.
We used to do live prank phone calls from the stage.
That's so fun.
Like you would write down on a sheet of paper like a family member or someone that you wanted me to prank.
It was always a mom and you were always saying, hello, I got your daughter's pregnancy test.
No, I didn't do that one.
It was always that.
I never did that. Vinny, the owner, was a comedian. He would always do the police. He would always call and be like, we have your daughter in jail, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
I never did that. But
what ones would you do if it wasn't pregnancy tests or cops?
The one that the most memorable one, because I almost got beat up, was I did pretend to be a cop. This girl wrote on a piece of paper, she goes, call my grandmother. She just hit a deer on the parkway last night. And she's really upset about it. Like, she's still crying about it. She feels so bad.
Wow. Aww. See, that's so New Jersey to be like, yeah, my grandma's upset about the thing that should upset her.
So yeah.
Make her feel even worse.
So I called and said I was a state trooper and that I saw it happen. We finally tracked her down. And and she was like the sweetest sounding. She sounded like she was from a commercial for like corn, like for oatmeal. She was just like
corn
for corn, or just for corn.
That's Corinne's nickname.
But I was like, "This is officer, whatever." Like, I saw you. Did you strike a deer last night with your vehicle on the New Jersey Parkway. And she was like, oh my God, I did. And I was like, well, that's illegal. And she was like, I thought it might be, but I was so sad. And I go, so I witnessed you hit her. And she's like, I tried to stop. And I go, actually, I didn't see any brake lights. So it didn't appear that you tried to stop. And she's like, I did. And she's like, and I tried to swerve out of the way. And I go, I actually saw you turn towards the deer and then back up and run over it again and stuff like that. And she started crying. And then it got dark because like 300 yeah. people are like, oh my God, this woman is crying. Yeah. And then I didn't know how to get out of it because I was too young.
Yeah. And I was like, still wouldn't know how to get out of it. Like, okay, bye, your butt's running.
So then her husband got on the phone and screamed at me and everything. And he was like, I'm a World War II veteran. I was like, okay, we don't need your credits because your wife is mad. Anyway, but we would do stuff like that. And it was really fun.
I don't know how we got on that or why I asked
I have
it.
No idea. We can cut that out. But anyway.
No, keep it all in.
Yeah. I think this is great. I think you learned character in the real world by getting fired on the for misbehavior.
Well, yeah.
At least you got the message.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
What would you say is the most the best characteristic that your dad had for you as a father?
Wow, I think my dad. I think honestly, how hard my dad was on me is probably the best.
You think
thing
that, was
that
good.
He did for me.
And what does being hard on you mean? What would he do?
Because, I mean, I was just closer with my mom because she would, like, protect me from how hard he was being on mm-hmm. me. And, like, she
good would, cop, bad cop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I think that he literally says it as a joke, and I refuse to tell him that he's right to this day. But he's always, like, he says this thing to me where he's like, you never listen to daddy, but daddy's always right. And, like, it sounds really weird when I say it like that. Yeah. But he says it to me.
I've heard Julian say that alone in his
really
bathroom.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
He really is.
You're not
going to
believe
right.
this, but that entire sentence is a website. It's disgusting.
No, he really is always right, though. And I really never did listen to him. And he always was right. And it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, how annoying it is that he's always right, but he's always right. I just think it's the way he goes about it. He's just, like, super hard on me. But, like, lately he's just been, like, super, like, I'm the best dad ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, came out of nowhere. I think it was, like, honestly.
Like, in his actions or he's telling you that?
He's
both.
Just wearing a lot of shirts that say it and drinking out of coffee mug.
Both.
You never should have got him that mug. It went to his head.
I'm telling you, he's a changed
How
man.
Often do you talk to him?
Every day now.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
You talk to your dad every day?
I talk to my dad and my mom and my sister every day.
Oh, my God. Don't say that on our show because then our parents are going to think that that's possible.
Yeah. I mean, like, truly, I've talked to my dad like 8 times in my entire life. And, like, I grew up with him. And, like, it's not like he was just...
Yeah. He doesn't mean since he moved out. He means, like, from
period.
Birth. Yeah.
But what happens is we'll FaceTime, like, my parents with our baby. And then he'll just go, can I see the baby? And then we show him, and he's like, okay. Yeah, then he like wow. goes back to play online poker, and that's who he is.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, my dad.
Sounds like he's really hard on you.
Yeah, I wish he was. Like, it would have been great. I wouldn't have quit karate.
Yeah.
Everything would have been great. How often do you talk to your dad?
My dad is more... So my dad lives in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina in the mountains. So he doesn't talk to people.
Wow.
He like fly fishes now. So he doesn't talk to people for like a week. And then if you call him, he will tell you every thought he's had for a week. So
oh, that's pretty
when
cool.
You, if I talk like... So I talk to him rarely, like once every 2 weeks or once a yeah. month. But then it's like a 4-hour phone call.
Did you think about signing him up for farmersonly.com?
He was on it.
No way, really?
Yeah, I used to have it when I first moved to LA. I had a bit about it because he was on it. He was like in the first like 500 people on Farmers Only.
Oh my God.
And he would send me profiles. He's like, what do you think of this lady? And I was
like,
I don't know.
That's a tractor.
She says she's good with horses. I don't know if this is literal or a euphemism. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, he was on Farmers Only.
Wow.
Fishing is such a dad thing to do. Like, my dad fishes.
Yeah.
He loves it.
And that doesn't make any sense because he's like a Greek businessman from New Jersey. And
no.
He still
oh my God.
Fishes.
But he's like likes that.
Oh,
like,
Greek fisherman. Does he wear the hat?
Oh my God. My mom bought him this like fisher hat with his vest and
aww.
He has this like little box with
so
his
looks
name
like,
on it.
So he looks like he's being racist.
Literally, like, no, he takes it really seriously. Like,
yeah.
really seriously.
It sounds like it.
He almost died in the Everglades, though.
Oh my God. Because of, yeah. I think everybody does.
Crocodiles?
No, because his boat motor, he went out alone like an idiot.
What's your dad's name?
And his Jim.
Classic Jim.
Classic Jim. Mm-hmm. Thinking he could do everything.
Yeah, but I guess he's always right.
His motor broke. His motor broke.
Yeah.
And he got stuck there for like hours and hours and hours. Then it was getting dark in the Everglades, and the mosquitoes. He had a stick like tissue.
I was going to say the mosquitoes
in his ears and in
part.
His nose, and he was curled up like he was literally got like lost for like a day. Yeah, it was nuts
because you can't like go in the water and swim, right?
No, you can't do anything.
No, there's monsters in that.
Yeah,
water.
No. I saw the movie Crawl.
Oh yeah,
did you see that?
No,
has anyone seen that?
Sounds bad.
It's real good.
Is it based on a true story?
I mean, I don't think so. It's about like a Florida, like University of Florida swimmer who her dad is stuck in like their house in Florida during a hurricane. So she goes to see him, and he's knocked out in the basement. And then there's two alligators in the basement.
That's the whole movie?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I thought it was like an army of alligators.
No, it's spoiler alert. Yeah.
Oh,
spoiler, you just ruined it for everyone.
Well, they don't eat him?
I mean, it's a big
don't
a big
tell
battle.
Don't tell me.
It's a big battle.
I'm going to watch Crawl tonight.
Yeah. So, what do you talk to your dad about? Cuz this is honestly something that like I struggle with. I just don't know what to talk to my dad about, and he doesn't know what to talk about with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't want that to happen with my son. So, what do you talk to your dad about?
What do I talk to my dad about? It's always different. He always asks like what I have going on.
Who does most of the talking?
It's both.
Is it even?
Yeah, it's not like one or the
That's
other.
Nice.
Like we both really like are putting in the effort lately, and it's mm-hmm. great. That's great. Yeah, we talk about like restaurants and like, you know, the dogs. Mm-hmm. My dogs, his dogs. He is literally like an old cat lady with our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like he will come in and like shriek at the top of his lungs and like like waddle over and like.
Now I'm picturing him in his full fishing gear like, shrieking.
He'll like pick my dog up and be like, oh. And like literally like cuddle my dog like it's a baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sounds like he's got a big heart.
He does have a big heart, but he never used to be like that.
Yeah,
it's nice to see him come around.
They get older. Sean, maybe you'll be able to talk to your dad soon because he's getting older.
Yeah, no.
He'll soften up.
No, I don't think you realize how often like my dad is just like, I just hope I fucking die. Like, I've heard him say that at least 10 times in his life.
I mean, look, we all want to die, all right? That doesn't mean
I don't
want to
die.
Yeah. Oh,
I really.
No, yeah. Me neither. Yeah. That's stupid. Do you, so what, the Everglades story?
Do you believe in aliens?
Do I believe in aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk
of course.
I mean, it's
the
obvious.
The galaxy is like,
yeah,
I mean,
it's
the universe
they're
is
real.
Enormous.
I think
yes.
aliens
okay,
are real.
Okay, but I don't some know. People that want to die, like, don't believe in aliens or afterlife or anything like that.
Oh, I don't really want to die.
I know you don't. I was just wondering if you did.
No, I have a lot of beliefs in the intangible.
I think anyone who tries to do anything creative doesn't want to die, and that's why they do something creative, is because it's the only way to leave a lasting legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly for me. I just want my name to be remembered because I don't want to die. I'm terrified of it, and it's something I'm working on in therapy, and she says it's inevitable, but I say you're wrong.
Yeah.
What if like one day people just stop dying and we figure out how to beat death?
That would be a disaster.
It would be a disaster.
Yeah.
But like,
because don't have the space.
I know, but like, how cool.
It would be cool. I mean, like, I remember, like, there was this, like, article about, like, a Russian science group. They were creating, like, robot bodies to implant, like the whatever like our brains into.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we could be immortal. And I thought that was so fucking cool.
Yeah, that is cool, but that is actually terrifying.
Yeah, like
what is it?
He doesn't
basically,
like this.
You take your consciousness and
where did you get this from?
There's a Russian company who are currently.
Oh, this is in real life.
It's in real life.
Okay,
it's like $500 million right now.
Okay,
but they'll take your consciousness and put it into like this robot body.
Where? How do you locate?
That was a Black Mirror
consciousness.
Episode.
Yeah, I don't know. They're Russian. They figured it out.
So crazy.
Yeah, they're like in Russia. Consciousness.
I'm never going to Russia.
Conscious you. No. I don't know how to finish that.
No? I don't even think you knew how to start it.
But the Everglades story reminds me of dads doing something that is classic dad, which is I'm going to go do something super dangerous where I might die and not tell anyone in the family until it's over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dad went into surgery for bladder cancer and didn't tell anyone he was sick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, until it was over.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I think I would...
I was so mad, but I was like, I can't even yell at you now. Like, it's over.
I think I would, like, probably get into a blowout fight with my parents if
they did something like
that. Yeah, like, it would probably ruin our relationship forever.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I get that mad. That's the kind of mad I get. Because, like, one, I love being in other people's business. That's, like, my number one favorite thing in the world. So to cut me out of this huge thing...
I could have gotten material out of you going into.
Yeah, this sucks.
But yeah,
I want to. Yeah, I want to be sad. I want to like walk around and like have.
Yeah,
people
my
be
dad.
Like, are you sad? And I'm like, yeah. Let me tell you about
sad.
It. That's all I want. Is he okay?
This was like 5 years ago.
Wow, you didn't even tell me. Now what? I feel like I'm not even a part of this.
What the fuck?
Oh, I gotta get. Go ahead. You can. I'm gonna get the. The game ready.
Well, you have a whole game.
We have a game?
Yeah, I like to prep.
A whole game.
What if I just pulled out Chutes and Ladders and I was like, let's
so
do
sick.
It.
Oh, it's so fun.
So what did your parents think of you on The Bachelor?
Oh my God.
I don't watch the show. Did you win?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I don't know. I didn't look it up.
No, but my friend Nate and I... Nate Fernald, mm-hmm. Never be on this podcast because he'll never have kids.
Okay.
Or even talk about kids. We were obsessed with Corinne. And, like, we were rooting so hard for Corinne.
Did you like me in the beginning?
She's delightful.
Though?
Yes, from beginning to
you
end.
Did?
We thought you were the greatest reality TV star of all time. And we still do.
Do you think that? You don't think Demi took my place? Because that's why they hired her.
Well, yeah, here's the thing with Demi. Demi is a...
I love when I get to talk about that, by the way.
Demi is a clear Corinne ripoff.
Thank you!
They even gave her fake glasses.
You.
Wow.
Oh, my God. 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 You do not understand how many people are just, like, putting her and I on this, oh, we miss Demi and Corinne. Like, no. You just miss Corinne. Like, they gave you Demi because it's so, oh, my God. Like, literally, I have confirmation from casting that they were specifically looking for a Corinne replacement in the next seasons after. Literally.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
It is. Yeah. I mean... Hello.
You're like when everybody was looking for a Zach Galifianakis type in pilot season.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's kind of like that. I mean, but
my parents.
Yeah, because we were.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
No,
but go ahead.
No, your parents. We were like
we were jerking dudes.
Oh, really?
We were jerking off two ghost sticks. That's a
Sean's
visual
hand
joke.
Motion. He was
yeah. I had both hands.
What is universally accepted as the jerking off two dicks into my face motion.
Yeah, but I wasn't relishing it.
But you like, thought you were doing hooray. Rooting.
If they shot, it would have been over my shoulder. And that's the first cum
that's
reference.
Bad form. Yeah.
Demi's literally her bio on her Instagram is I make good TV. It should say, I make good TV because I learned from Corinne. Literally. Anyways, also Nick Viall is literally best friends with her now, which is very interesting.
Is that how you say it, Viall?
How do you say it?
Vile?
Vile? I say Viall.
That's why you didn't win.
No, I didn't win because I didn't like him.
He does suck. We noticed.
What position is it position? What do you call it when
I was fourth.
Fourth?
So I got a hometown date and then I went home after hometowns.
Mm-hmm. Nick doesn't open his mouth when he talks.
Yeah, he talks like this.
Dudes like that. Those dudes are so hot.
And he also has ceiling eyes. So he'll sometimes like do this thing where like, he like has ceiling eyes and he'll be like, oh my God. Like, yeah, it was really weird.
But you were like, you were such a standout that like, how does your parents react to that? Because what I
liked it was up and down, all over the place. Like things that I thought my dad would be like, yeah, he was like, no. And the things that I thought he would be like, no, he was like, you need to do more of that. Mm. Like literally, very crazy. But my parents were so, like, we had watch parties with, like, 60 people every Monday at our house. Like, they loved, like, my mom got full catered, like, balloons every Monday. Like, they were so proud. They were like, you're a fucking star. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on here. Sorry.
Yeah, you're allowed to curse.
I just talked in literally, depth about, like, Sean drinking off
my dad, the first night, like when I first told my dad, he was like, all right, like, whatever, like, it's fine. Like, no, like, do people watch that show? I'm like, yes, people watch the show, Dad. He's like, okay, but no one's going to know who you are. Like, what? I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, you know what? You're right. Maybe no one's going to, like, know who I am. Like, whatever. Like, because in my mind, when I'm doing my interviews, like, everyone's going off and doing interviews. Like, you don't know what they're doing. Like, yeah. Everyone's doing the same shit.
Were you talking to your parents while you were filming?
No, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed, right?
No, but okay. I did sneak out one night of my hotel room in one of the hotels. And I got in a lot of trouble for that. I went downstairs and called my mom from the hotel phone. And I got in a lot of fucking trouble. But anyways, rules. Mm-hmm. Not for me.
Not for you.
But where was I?
You were...
Watch parties.
Oh, yeah. No, my... But yeah. So, like... Then that night, I remember, like, my dad, like, who's never used Twitter in his life, like... came into my, like, room with, like, with his phone and was like, you're trending on Twitter. What are you talking about?
If my dad said that to me, it would be my worst nightmare.
Literally. And so, yeah, there was just like a, like, they actually aired. I remember that, first of all, I totally forgot that I said the thing about my vagine being platinum. Completely forgot. So I am now talking to people.
Is that like a medical thing?
No.
Oh.
No, it was
it was just like I'm a power bitch.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, there was like something's gold.
But my heart is gold, but my vagina is platinum.
Yeah.
Totally forgot that I said that. Honestly, I did not even think that was going to go anywhere. It was like literally a joke when I said that. Yeah. And I remember I was now talking to people, and I guess they aired that at the end of the show, like what's coming up type of thing. And then Platinum Vagine started trending on Twitter. My dad was like, Platinum Vagine is trending on Twitter. Like, what is going on? And I remember getting so many DMs about that. And then my dad was like, okay, like, your life is about to change. And then we got, like, literally death threats the next day. Like, people found, like, there were, like, news people, like, camped outside my parents' condo building. Like, it was nuts. But
wait,
my
related
dad,
to Platinum Vagine or totally separate?
Like, we need to see if it's really platinum.
No, just me. Just me. It was crazy. Like, wow. I remember going downstairs to get the mail, and like, they were like, I got swarmed by people, and like, security had to come. It was nuts. Like, it was nuts.
How do they know where you live?
I have no idea. I think in my intro video, you can see, because we live in a, like, a really small part of, like, on the beach, like in Sunny Isles, and like, our building's the only orange building, and I think maybe that's, I don't know.
Oh, wow. You got doxxed by The Bachelor.
They're painting it white now, bitches. Try Bon Amina. No, but, yeah, so my dad, like loved when I was, like, grabbing my boobs and, like, taking my top off. And then, like, I, like, said a curse word on the show or something, like, in, like bitching at one of the other girls. And my dad got really mad at me about that. I'm like, that is what you're going to choose to get mad at me about. So, yeah, but they were really, really supportive. I think the only time they actually got really upset with me was, like, the bounce house. Do you remember the bounce house?
I remember the bounce house.
What happened?
Oh, no, it wasn't the bounce house. It was trench coat whipped cream night.
I don't remember that.
Oh, thank God.
What is trench coat whipped cream night? I don't...
It sounds like a Mad Lib.
So, actually, Demi reenacted it.
Wow, it was that flagrant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like, oh, she's doing the Corinne. So anyways, it was Nick's birthday on the show, and I, like, went downstairs in a trench coat. I had clothes under, but it was like a joke kind of thing, like, ooh, like, it's your birthday, like, whatever. And I set up, like, champagne with strawberries and whipped cream outside, and then the producers actually, like, sabotaged the entire thing. It made me look so stupid and, just put a bottle of whipped cream. And so then I was like, so wasted. And I was so embarrassed.
You're like, I'll make it work.
And I just, like, started spraying it into my mouth. And, like, Nick is looking at me like, what the fuck
is wrong
with you?
Oh, I remember this.
It was so bad. It was so, so bad. And then that's when I was crying, that I wanted to go home. Mm. And that's when I slept through the rose ceremony, because I was like, fuck you guys. You fucked me over. I give you nothing but like everything you asked me to do. And you just fucked me over. And I'm going home and I'm not going to the rose ceremony.
See, I think that's when you became like reality TV goat, is sleeping through the elimination is something that no one's ever done. And
he came up to my room and the cameras were there. I don't know why they didn't show it. It was crazy. He was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm not going.
Oh, I thought it was like you guys were all lined up outside and you were sleeping like in the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were all lined
he,
up.
He like, but... noticed I wasn't in the rose ceremony.
She was upstairs in her bed just sleeping.
No, that's what I... But yeah. I thought she was sleeping like next to other people.
Oh, no.
But that's great that you just didn't show up.
Yeah.
That's
great.
It ruled. Yeah. It was one of the best moments.
It does sound like a power move.
I was so mad. Yeah. I was so mad because they like really like did me dirty. Like it was like a we're gonna ruin this situation type of thing. And that was the first time I ever felt produced.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like really, really pissed off about that. And I was like, fuck it.
How
I'm
far
not
into
going.
That was the filming? How far into filming did that happen?
I think that was week three. No, week two.
Okay.
Week two or week three?
I was gonna
three?
Say
I don't know.
You must have felt produced pretty early on, and that is pretty early on. Like their machinations are so strong. Like you would feel it. I feel like, right?
What do you mean? I don't know what machinations means.
Like when
they're
like
a machine.
How it's a machine. So like the way the machine runs. Machinations.
Machinations. Machine running.
Yeah.
Like when you said it was the first time you felt produced.
Yeah.
I always assume that
not
those
that
shows
the show
you felt
is
very
scripted
produced
or produced
the whole time.
At all.
Yeah.
But I feel like that situation, because I had let them know ahead of time what I wanted to do, and like they help you with stuff like that. Like I asked for the bounce house, they got me the bounce house. I asked for like anything I asked for, I got. And then they actually felt so bad that they got
for
me a manicure
you?
And pedicure the next day, and none of the girls even knew.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you could have used that on the show.
Yep. I had some special. Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, they really became on my side once I did the
little
ceremony.
They're not like monsters. They're like decent people, these producers.
Do I want to answer that? No.
I don't watch reality TV, so.
No. We're gonna blow right past that.
Okay, no problem. Do you want to start our game?
Yeah, let's start your
games.
Game.
All
right. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the game called?
Corinne, we are going to play The Bachelorette, Daddy Island.
Don't remember the name of the game.
It's called The Bachelorette Daddy Island.
Wow. So glad we recorded that before the show.
And then you just put that on a loop and it's a theme song. Coach, you got that?
Why is your podcast not named Daddy Island? I need to know.
We didn't think of it until just now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We fucked up.
Welcome to episode one of Daddy Island.
I'm dead. Okay.
I wanted to change it a couple weeks ago. I wanted to change it to Daddy Boys, but it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. We're fucked.
All right.
All right. Well, how do you play this game? You have to give the rules first.
Okay. Corinne, I have selected some sexy heroic daddies from popular cinema, and they will face off in a series of matchups to win your heart as their daughter.
Oh.
Each round will consist...
Why, you should just call it Dad Island then.
Daddy, yeah. What do you mean? Each round will consist of the rose winner from the previous round and a new zaddy from another movie. At the end of this grueling...
All right, you definitely don't know what zaddy means.
I don't.
Did you say zaddy?
I did.
Yeah.
Zaddy.
At the end of this grueling gauntlet of dad meat, you will emerge with
dad.
With a daddy you can spend the rest of your life with.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, one, so much. There's so much in that setup. But then two...
Are you saying it's overwritten?
Yeah, you overwrote it, definitely. But then on top of that...
I love it.
You really made this game where she's picking a dad.
Right.
A sexual. Daddy.
What? No.
Overly sexual.
What about a gauntlet of dad meat is sexual? Okay.
Is this a game you guys play with everyone?
No.
We play
do you come up with new games every pod?
We do, and we shouldn't.
So, Sean, you can play along, I suppose, okay. But really we're only interested in her answers.
Okay, but I will be playing along, just so I talk.
Okay.
Just so you feel included.
Yeah, I want to be included.
Yeah.
So the first matchup is between John Matrix, as played by Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Commando, and Leon, as played by Jean Reno from The Professional.
I've never seen any of those movies, nor do I know who any of those actors
are. Well, luckily, I wrote plot synopses.
Okay.
Is this game like its own episode?
No.
See, it's like it's going
to
be...
I tried to start it a fucking half hour ago, and you were like, but wait, what about the show? All right. No, I have... What?
So are these just going to
I'm going to go quick.
Okay.
It's going to be quick.
All right.
Okay. So
Sean's like, I don't want to play. I want to go home.
All right. Well, it can be over.
No, play. Come on. Give me these. I know I've never seen Commando, but I've never seen Professional. Commando.
Okay. John Matrix is a retired Delta Force operative who lives in a secluded mountain home with his young daughter, Alyssa Milano. The two spend their days palling around and eating ice cream. When she's kidnapped by a gang of mercenaries, Matrix goes on the offensive, killing each and every one of them, including mowing down an entire private militia and assassinating a South American dictator until he's reunited with his little girl.
Okay. So it's like
that's
Taken.
A good dad,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's a good dad.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, like, do you really think he's a good dad if his daughter's getting kidnapped? That's not the kind of dad you want.
Yeah, but he definitely like over made up for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, so you have to give a rose to one of these guys. So that's John Matrix. Okay, now we have Leon the Professional. He's a French hitman living in New York City, and he's Natalie Portman. And he takes in Natalie Portman, who's like, I think 11 in this movie.
She's 11 and not his daughter.
Right. She's not his daughter.
Yeah.
He's a father figure.
Yeah.
After her entire family is killed by
a pedophile movie.
Yeah. After her entire family is killed by a corrupt cop played by Gary Oldman and his gang of thugs, he takes her in, saves her life, and teaches her how to become an assassin herself. He's like the father she never had since her former one was a scumbag.
Matrix.
Later on, he'll rescue. Okay. So you already know it's Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando.
Yeah. I'm here to say Matrix is the right answer.
So how do you say that in the show? Do you say like,
Matrix,
John,
will you accept this rose?
Yes, I will.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, is that the movie that it's from?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I thought that was Terminator. Okay. So now it's between John Matrix from from Commando.
And a new one.
And the new one is Mufasa, the Lion King, played by James Earl Jones.
Mufasa.
I am just going to answer it.
I honestly hated The Lion King. Uh-huh. I know that's terrible to say, and a lot of people would disagree with me about that. But it just made me, like, I hated movies that, like, the sad part was, like, such a long sad part.
Right.
And that I felt like that movie just had, like, such a long sad part. So I'm going to go with Matrix again.
Well, can I at least read the wisdom that he imparts on Simba?
And maybe I will say, I just before you do that,
The
Lion King is my son's favorite movie.
Oh.
And what I will say, after watching it 8 times over the last 2 months, there's 2 bangers, and then the rest of the movie is kind of sad and
I know
shitty.
You, I bet you love When I'm Gonna Be King or whatever that song is.
I just
is.
Can't wait to be king.
Yeah.
It's a fucking
I
banger.
Knew you'd love that
it's
one.
So good in Hakuna Matata rules.
I know all the words to both of those. Yeah. Okay, everything.
I mean, those are classics.
Yeah, they're great. Every other song is like, ugh.
Like, what other songs are there anyways?
Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course we love the opposite songs. Circle of Life and Can You Feel the Love Tonight, right?
Yeah, you like the cheesy ballads.
Yeah, I like the ones that were supposed to be Phil Collins. Okay.
Elton John.
He says, everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures. That's what Mufasa says to Simba. You still want to choose the guy who just murders all of South America. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he also just really wanted to read his description that he wrote.
Yeah, he really did.
Well, no, I just want you to know.
Ultimately, Julian is a poet, and that's all he really wants to do.
I love it. I think it's very enlightening.
I didn't expect Commando to get this far.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? John Matrix?
Huh? Yeah, John Matrix.
That's a human's name.
Okay, Arnold.
With an Austrian accent. Okay. Father number 3 is Lawrence Fishburne from the movie Boys in the Hood. He plays Furious, a Vietnam vet who shoots a burglar when he tries to get into his house. He is Trey, or Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father, and he says, any fool with a dick can make a baby, but only a real man can raise his children.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you seen a movie made after 1997?
Nope.
I have a question. Why didn't we do like the normal dads from TV, like Bob Saget in Full House?
Because they didn't do crazy shit that I could read into this game.
I'm gonna go Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Okay, yeah. So you're ready to move on from John Matrix over to
that's
Lawrence
me.
Fishburne.
That's me. That's me.
I am okay. too. I am okay. too. We're on the same page here.
Then yeah. you gotta say it. You gotta say it.
Lawrence Fishburne. Will
no.
you accept this
no,
rose?
It's his name's Furious in the movie.
Oh, Furious? Mm-hmm. Will you accept this rose?
That's not a real name.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's probably Larry Fishburne.
Okay, so now it's Furious from Boys in the Hood. Against John McClane. Bruce Willis plays an NYPD cop who arrives in Los Angeles to patch things up with his estranged wife. He eventually fights off a terrorist group led by Alan Rickman, hijacks a building when they hijack an office party. He's funny, but he's also an action star, and he does save his daughter in the end. And he has a sense of humor. At one point, he kills a guy, puts him in a Santa hat, and writes a sign on him that says, now I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho.
I think Furious wins.
Okay, wow. See, Bruce Willis seems like a fun dad in that movie.
Yeah, I'm going to diverge. I'm going to stick with my main man, Furious.
Really? Okay.
Wait, now, did you pick Furious? Mm-hmm. I mean, John McClane.
You don't want to have the same one as me now?
I like Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay. Sweetie, is what he would say.
Yeah, so right now, well, it's okay. We each have our own dad.
You just did that on purpose.
He is a contrarian.
I mean, I might have. Because I did answer Furious. That changed it.
Why?
I want a drama.
You said literally the sentence, wait, did you say Furious? Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I like John McClane. I'll go Furious. It was my, apparently my brain's okay. answer.
All right, so Furious is the moral father.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
I like that. It says you're a good person that you have picked Furious so far. Now, Furious is up against Don Corleone from The Godfather.
Jesus Christ.
I've never seen The Godfather.
Not one of these movies was made this millennium.
Also, so. I've never seen any of these movies. Any of them.
You, really?
Any of them. Not one that you've named.
That's because I picked very obscure art movies. Like Die Hard and The Godfather. That's my fault.
Not cultured at all.
So
I didn't see The Godfather until last year, and I was purposely not seeing it because it really pissed him off.
Can you believe that? He's a very spiteful person.
So am I.
Yeah, it annoyed
What's
him.
What's your sign?
Taurus. I'm a Taurus, which I don't think we're spiteful. We're stubborn.
You're stubborn. And he's a Taurus.
Yeah, intensely loyal.
What are you, Corinne?
I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. Yeah. I bet you're like, I was a Scorpio, and then Scorpio stole that from me. Okay. So you don't know. So it's like a Godfather. It's like a behind the scenes, very calm, but he's in charge of everyone. He's pulling all the strings. And he's extremely powerful, but he's very reserved and doesn't talk very much.
Yeah, when he does.
No.
I'm going Furious.
I'm going
Furious. Stay Furious.
And Don Corleone will be so upset by
oh,
that.
Oh, my God. What makes you say that?
Obvious racist.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Finally, Furious is, I think he may meet his match in this one because I feel like she's seen this one. Liam Neeson has played some very cool dads before, but in Taken, he plays Brian Mills, a former CIA operative who quit his job with the agency to be closer to his daughter. Ironically, she gets kidnapped by, I believe they're Ukrainian. I'm not sure. I thought they were Ukrainian. But anyway.
I choose him.
He goes on a neck-snapping, electrocuting revenge rampage in search of his lost child.
He wasn't finished with the description.
I'm so sorry.
The people at home need to know what these fathers are capable of.
Yeah.
Okay.
He loves the description.
He loves it.
I'm so sorry. I'll never interrupt a description ever again.
Okay, so you've switched your rose?
I have.
Well, his name is Brian Mills.
Brian Mills, will you accept this rose?
Yes, he does.
Thank you.
Liam Neeson, was he the one that peed on an airplane? Was that him?
I don't know.
He was blackout drunk, and he stood up in the middle of an aisle and just peed full.
Oh, that's
on the,
fun.
Yeah, isn't that
Are
cool?
Are you serious?
Yeah, he rules.
That's like a dream of mine, to get that drunk on an airplane.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like...
I peed in an elevator once.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Because it does go up in the sky.
Yeah. And that music is very soothing. That's not your fault. Okay, and the final one.
Whoa.
There's a final one. Whoa. This is it.
Okay, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final rose tonight. Get ready. Thank you. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Thank you, Chris Matthews. Is that his name?
Harrison.
Chris Harrison.
Oh, whatever. Who's Chris Matthews?
The
guy who yells
in,
on MSNBC.
I hate that guy. Okay. All right. Ready?
Wait, did you turn like 60 between the last week's show and this week's show?
Hey, I didn't even know who he was. You did. So who's the old person? Okay. The last father is Daniel, played by Liam Neeson in the movie Love Actually.
Haven't seen that one.
He raises his stepson Sam alone. Sam, who's like eight,
ten.
Sam has fallen for an American classmate, also named Joanna, and after a discussion with his stepfather, decides to learn the drums so that he can accompany her in the big finale in their school's Christmas pageant. Then, when she's leaving the country, Liam Neeson takes Sam to the airport and gets him past security so he can run and say goodbye to the girl that he loves.
Oh my God. His 10-year-old son. I choose him.
Do you choose Liam Neeson in Love Actually?
You gotta choose him.
All right.
What's his name?
His name is
Liam
Sam.
Neeson.
That's it? It doesn't even have a last name?
Well, let's say it's Neeson.
William.
Dude, you're so quick.
I know.
You're so quick.
So it's Sam. So Sam from Liam Neeson from Love Actually is the best zaddy of the gauntlet.
He won the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has your he has your daughter heart forever. That's so sweet.
Wow.
So what nice. Do you pick, Sean? After all of it's said and done,
can I go back to Furious? He was so wise.
He was good. He navigated the hood, man.
Yeah, he would teach me so much. Who would you pick?
Who would I pick? Fucking John McClane. Are you kidding me? He's so funny.
Oh my God.
What?
You know what a funny dad?
Yeah, you do. Come on.
My dad is funny.
Is he? Man, your dad is the exact opposite of mine. My dad, humorless.
I think my dad is but he's not the joke funny kind of dad. Like, he's just him and he's hysterical.
Right. He's like a character.
My parents
are truly a couple straight out of a Jewish sitcom. Based in Brooklyn.
Right. But they're the Greek couple.
But my mom is not Greek. My mom is a Jew.
Oh.
White Jew.
A white Jew. Mm-hmm.
I almost said cracker, but I don't know if that's inappropriate.
I think you're allowed to say cracker. I think you're
allowed. I think we can say cracker. Also, you have to say it cracker.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Coach laughed. It's staying in.
He's laughing at a text message.
Oh, no. He's laughing at memes.
Corinne, do you have anything you want to plug? An upcoming podcast, perhaps?
Yes, my podcast that is upcoming.
Heroes and Villains. What's it called?
Villains and Scandals.
Villains and Scandals. I like
it. Hosted by yours truly, Corinne Olympias.
Do you have a co-host?
I have guest co-hosts every week.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
So they're always going to be changing and different, like whoever's cool at the time,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't have any losers on my podcast. But
so we can be on the podcast.
Also, follow me on Instagram at C Olympias. Also, can I just clarify something on this podcast?
Yeah, sure.
And I have to tell my coupon story.
Oh, yes. We never
it's
got
gonna
to
be
coupon.
Really rude if you
are
don't
these
let me
separate
tell
things
it.
That we're doing?
Separate things.
Okay.
So C Olympias, everyone thinks that I just put Cioli is my nickname. And I don't know what they think about Impius, but it's C and then my last name, and nobody gets that. No one knows my last name. Actually, when I met David Spade, he's like, Corinne?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, is your name Corinne? He's like, no, that'd be weird. He's like, you don't have a last name. What is your last name? No one knows my last name.
That's the problem with The Bachelor is they never
give. I'm just Corinne.
Yeah. Or if there was another Corinne, you'd be Corinne O.
But that means you're starting at the level of Madonna, where you don't need a last name.
Honestly, there are no other cool Corinnes in the industry.
There's no other cool Corinnes in the world.
Okay, yeah. So it's Corinne Olympias.
Yes.
Corinne Olympias. So my Instagram name is just C Olympios. It's not Colympios.
And,
got it.
And because Julian loves savings. You have a coupon store.
I do love savings. Marshall's is like my favorite place in the world.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I know. Honestly, like, I like my dreams come true at Home Goods. I swear.
Yo, I got these natural, all natural deodorants that are like $14.99 online for $4.99 at Marshall's, and so I bought the whole fucking tray.
So good. Actually, that's I saw this girl
making money.
I saw this girl at, well, I didn't see her. She saw me. Mm-hmm. And I saw her see me, and she just stares at me and takes out her phone. I was with my manager, actually, who was not next to me, but I wish he was because he would have appreciated this. Took out her phone, called her friend or whoever, while staring at me goes, I'm at Marshall's, and Corinne shops at Marshall's. Hangs up the phone. And I was like, wow, that was fucking epic. And that was actually my most liked tweet. I immediately tweeted about it after.
That's really funny.
Most liked tweet ever.
Let's get to this coupon story.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So actually, this came about because we saw a CVS receipt on our way in here today. And we were deciding who should pick it up.
We were fighting over it because it could have savings. It could have a coupon on it.
Anyways, it made me think of a really good coupon story, which they immediately shut me up from telling and told me that I can tell it on the podcast, which I knew would not happen unless I just randomly brought up telling my coupon story on the podcast. So here we go.
You're the first guest to ever talk about us to our listeners like we're not in the room.
It was actually nice.
Leave it to me. I got
it. Did you just take our show?
I do this to all the podcast guys. Okay. It's fine. All right. So about a year ago, I was really, really drunk and I went to go get my mail. And in the mail room, there was a crate of Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. And I looked to my right and I looked to my left and no one was there. I took the crate of coupons. I'm not kidding. There were about 200 coupons in there.
Uh-huh.
It weighed about, first of all, I almost fell over trying to pick it up because I didn't realize, like, I didn't think about how heavy it would be. Picked it up and I ran back to my apartment, dropping like three or four on the way. And I stole
leaving
all
a perfect trail to who did it.
Stole all the Bed Bath & Beyond coupons because they never expire.
Well, did you put that bitch out of business? Did you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and ball out?
I still have about 100 in my trunk.
Oh,
I put them down in my car.
Trunk, they keep moving.
I was too scared to keep them in my apartment because I thought that like someone was going to come and like search the apartment. Like,
well, it's also
looking
a
for the coupons.
Federal offense because they were all.
Is it?
Well, were they addressed to the people in the building?
No, it was just a crate of them.
They just get dropped into mail.
Maybe like, somebody robbed a bank and left the.
But this was just a crate of them.
Wow.
Like a crate.
You're not
like
supposed to have that many savings.
You know what? I stole that bitch. Mm-hmm. And I use those coupons.
I love that.
For everything.
Even if I only saved 20 cents. And you weren't like, I'm going to put these back. You were like, yeah. As
you're
a sober.
Just hiding them.
Sober,
the,
you were like,
you're in the desert burying some for a rainy day.
Like in Breaking Bad, you got them in oil drums in the fucking desert.
Anyways, it was a proud moment for me.
That's pretty good.
Do you have anything you want to promote or a coupon?
Everyone call in and tell us about your coupon stories.
I fucking love saving money.
We will
money,
read
dude.
Them on our next podcast.
That happened to me in the last, like, this is recent that I decided I really love savings. I don't know why. But anyway, promoting. I will be at, I got this. I'll be at the House of Comedy in the Mall of America in Minneapolis next
weekend. Oh, that's
weekend.
So fun. That's a great mall.
It's a great mall.
You got to ride.
By the
There's
way.
Three Lids stores in one building.
You going to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah, I'm going to ride the roller coaster.
Fuck yeah, bro.
And then in February, I'll be in St. Louis. I'll be in Chicago. I'll be in somewhere else. I forget. But anyway, you can go to juliamccullough.com for dates. Wow. And I'll have merch for the first time.
Whoa, really? Woo.
Yeah.
Did you get shirts?
No. They're door hangers. They're actually coupons for Kohl's.
Oh, man. I'm just upset with that. I don't know why I'm upset.
They're from a bit. I'm not going to do it right now.
Okay. You're going to, yeah. Go see Julian live to hear his cool door hanger bit. That's been Your Two Dads. Please comment.
Oh, yeah.
We like your comments. Mm-hmm. They feel good. Yes. They make us feel nice. And subscribe.
And if you love Daddy Island, send us send me a shout out because we can do it every week.
Yeah, please tweet at us if you love Daddy Island.
If you're like,
tweet
I liked
at me
it.
If you hated it.
If you're like, I liked it, but the descriptions were too short, let me know.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.